We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hour number 3, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. We will, a little bit later on this hour, talk to Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston, who was right there in the front row of the Bill Belichick press conference.
Good seats, got a question.
Got shot down. Well, but let's be honest, everybody does.
They all did. Kind of fit
pretty
the theme
much, yeah.
of the day. But pretty good stuff.
One very quick side note, because we're talking football here primarily.
Yeah, what do you got?
But the David Backus scratch tonight.
Healthy scratch. How much is he making?
For the first time in his 12-year career.
Oh, boy. How many years left on that deal?
A couple anyway.
I liked it.
He has never been a healthy scratch in his 12-year career until tonight.
Brutal.
Oof.
Brutal. And they're going with the guy they just got, too, right?
They called up. They called up Peter Cilaric from Providence of the American Hockey League.
Wasn't he leading the league in scoring or something?
No, he was tied for the team lead in scoring.
Oh.
So they
that's not as good.
They brought Cilaric up, and they're putting him in the lineup and making David Backus a healthy scratch for the first time in his 12-year career.
David Backus is making $6 million. He will make $6 million next year and $6 million the year after that. let that sink in
great,
for a minute.
Great country, America.
Yikes. That is awful. And I convinced myself at the time, too. I'm like, oh, that's not bad. He's, you know, maybe the end won't be great, but he's a good player. Not anymore.
Right. So, well, I just threw that out there just because it was noteworthy that, you know, Bruce Cassidy is not afraid.
Nope, Backus is going to have a
moves.
Sit.
He's going to have a sit tonight.
Yeah.
All right, let's get back to the calls with you guys. 617-779-7937. Bob's in Braintree. Hey, Bob, how you doing?
One second, I just got to shut the speaker off. I'm sorry.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I thought you were going to say something else. I was a little worried.
I got nervous there.
Okay. Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, great. Good. How are you, Bob?
Pretty good. I've been listening, you know, I see on the internet and all this stuff. Everybody talking about the Kansas City Chiefs and Mahomes and all this stuff.
Right.
I've been seeing the ticket holders since the 70s.
Nice.
And I've seen everybody. The kid's good, but that game at Kansas, when they came here last whatever it was.
October. Was it was week 6, October.
That game was never in doubt. Everybody in the stadium, including Kansas City, including Mahomes, knew that we were going to win that game.
You think now, even going into the fourth quarter, I'm with you. The Patriots had a nice halftime lead. It looked like it was going to be all Patriots, but they made it pretty interesting in the third quarter, you don't think?
Well, yeah, so didn't the Chargers, huh? Jeez, that game was awful.
No, not the Chargers. No, what? You're comparing last week's game to the Chargers to the game against
the
Chiefs?
That's the other thing.
They won by 3. What are you talking about? The Chargers game? Who said the Chargers game was close?
It was garbage points, and it was garbage points. I was at the Chargers game, too.
The Chiefs game was garbage points?
Yeah.
They what?
Garbage points, I'm telling you.
No, just because you were at the game doesn't mean that nobody else watched it. Those weren't garbage points. They scored 17 in the third quarter. They got right back in the game. The third quarter is not garbage points.
Okay. All right. Well, you watched the game again. I know what I saw.
It was 40-40 at the end of the game. What about that as garbage points? Bob, how can you tie? So they tied the game with garbage points?
Every time we got the ball, we were going to score.
Bob, you're out of your mind. Well, then how come they didn't mix in a stop on defense in the second half?
For the Chargers game.
This has nothing to do with the Chargers game. Don't mention the Chargers game to me. This game was so different. I'm not kidding you. So it was 40-40 with, 3 minutes left in the game? And then the Patriots won by 100 this past weekend. Nobody ever thought that game was in doubt. They didn't even need to play the fourth quarter. The Chiefs game was super close. How are you
to say to you?
No, you're not. No, you're not.
Was in the stadium.
Dale, am I taking crazy pills? What is he saying? They scored 17 third quarter garbage points. So when Tyreek Hill caught that 75-yard touchdown pass, got beer dumped in his face, that was garbage points?
No.
What on earth? Yeah, Rossi, don't even try it. What is he talking about? They had a nice lead at halftime. The Chiefs get back in it. And he's like, oh, yeah, that's what they said about the Chargers game. Nobody said a word about the Chargers game. They dominate. We said 41-28 wasn't that close. Are you going to suggest to me 43-40 and it wasn't that close?
No, that one was close.
But Dale, he was there that day.
I understand.
So he knew that that game was never
He didn't have a doubt. I was not there. I was watching on my couch. I had doubts.
Now, I'll admit that when the Patriots got the ball without much time and they only needed a field goal, I was confident.
Oh, no, no. You felt great when Brady had the ball at the end.
But that is
needing
so
a field
ridiculous.
Goal. No, I agree with that part. But as you pointed out, the score was 40-40. I mean, it's there was some doubt. And until the moment where Brady had the ball and you're thinking, all right, he'll get him into field goal position.
Yeah, right. And then you're like, oh boy, like, hey, second half, like, slow down. Like, the Patriots need to get things, like, they need to turn things around. The, they outscored him in the second half something like 31-19, and that's how they got back into the game. But that's not garbage points. What are you talking about?
His opinion about the Chargers game, I happen to agree. I never felt that game was in doubt.
Never. And guess what?
Nobody said the Chiefs game was in doubt.
Here's the thing. We've been talking about the Chargers game for a while. A lot of people have. Not one person said that they got back into the game. They did not get back into the game. It was never a game. They start to finish. Well, it was 7-7, but then once 14
after 7-7, it was
forget it. Then look out. It was all Patriots after that.
It was just a question of whether or not they'd ever be able to stop the Patriots, and the first five times they couldn't.
Right, no, they couldn't, and the last time they stopped him was only because the clock ran out. They would have
Yeah.
They would have scored again then too.
Steve's in Connecticut. Hey, Steve.
Hey guys, what's going on?
Hey, How are you, Steve?
Oh, doing good, doing good. Well, thank you for the big defense of the Chiefs on week six. By the way, I'm a St. Louis born and Kansas City fan since the Cardinals left.
Okay.
Of course, I was a Rams fan.
Sure.
On the greatest show of on turf. But,
they had a good run, yeah.
Yeah, they had a good run back then. But right. But I've been a Chiefs fan since the Chiefs sucked.
Been a while.
You know, couple quick points. One, you know, you guys were talking about the trash talking that's going on in the Midwest. Man, that's no different than out here. You know, Midwest guys, we're all in on our teams as well. So, you know, if it's Boston Yankees, man, the trash talking goes wild. If it's St. Louis Blues versus Blackhawks, oh, man, you don't even want to know.
Oh, no,
all bets are off there. I know Cardinals fans get a bad rap for really getting on their team.
Well, you know, we expect a lot of our.
No, you don't get on your team. You don't even begin to get on your team out there.
For everybody.
I'm not going to say that we get on our teams like
Boston.
Know, say the Yankees fans right. do, or
look at the Yankee
or
fans.
Even some of the Red Sox
Boston.
Fans.
Yeah.
But to be sure,
what's your point?
Know, when things aren't going well, you know, we're screaming and yelling too.
Okay,
we're always there for the
all right.
players.
All know? Right,
they're
there.
Win or tie.
Fair enough. I feel like it is a little different, but take it from a guy who's experienced it. Is that what you would do? Wouldn't St. Louis and Kansas City be rivals? And then one, I guess if a team bails on you, I guess you're allowed to jump to the other one.
Sure.
Right? Because if you were let's say you were a St. Louis Rams fan, what the hell do you do now?
I wouldn't be rooting for them when they went.
You wouldn't be rooting for these Rams?
No.
But would you jump over to Kansas City? I don't know.
Well, if it's the only team left.
Hey, yeah, Bob called back, by the way.
What's Bob's problem? Was he at the game?
He said to tell you that he called.
I don't want to know that.
He said that guy I talked to.
I reject. Please.
He said, tell that guy I talked to that I called back and he does not call to argue. He calls to make a point
he
and
didn't have
discuss
a point.
It.
He didn't have a point. He did not have a point. Am I missing something?
No, he was trying to go somewhere and he was wrong.
Where do you think he was trying to go?
Well, it was hard to tell because there was a lot of yelling going on.
But I had to. I had to put my foot down because he was just going to just riddle us with misinformation. So that's what he was doing.
I think he doesn't understand.
He compared the Chiefs game to the Chargers game.
I don't think
he was like, that's a given. Like, that's not a given. You got to step in and you got to draw a line somewhere.
I don't think he understands what garbage time really means. I think he was trying to say that the Chiefs came back.
Yeah, the Chiefs had a comeback.
And then he was saying the
comeback.
Chargers put two touchdowns on the board in garbage time.
When did the Chargers tie the game?
Did that happen?
It didn't actually happen. The Patriots scored more points in the first half.
Keith ran hot, okay? He ran hot quickly.
I'm defending our show and our listeners because he's making all our listeners sound like idiots.
I mean, Bob's problem was that he was trying to make a comparison between the Chargers game and the Chiefs game.
There's none.
And there's really no valid comparison.
There's none.
The Chiefs game was tied at 40. Yeah, that was you know, nail biting time.
If you listen to the very beginning of his call, he tried to basically say Patrick Mahomes isn't any good. He's like, I've been a season ticket holder since like the 40s, and yeah, Mahomes, he's fine. That's what he was saying. He's the MVP of the league, sir. He's had a nice year.
Like he said, he didn't call to argue. Just came to throw some facts at you.
No, but
some
he didn't have
facts,
any facts.
Keith, some
Did
facts.
He have one fact? Did he have one?
That the Chiefs play in Kansas City.
Okay.
Got you there.
Missouri. Loophole. Not Kansas. Missouri.
Loophole.
Who knew? So his... Yeah, he didn't have any facts. Kansas City's not even in Kansas. One of the better points all week. One that you cannot argue with.
Well, there is a Kansas City in Kansas.
This
just
is confusing.
Not this one.
There is one. Now I'm having a real problem with that. I don't care for that at all. But yep. I mean, you guys are all looking at me like I'm nuts. But Bob was nuts.
We're not looking at you like you're nuts.
You're looking at me like Adam Gaze in there. Darting around.
You know, there's a little concern that all of a sudden at the drop of a hat, you're going to run hot on us.
I might. You never know.
I know. That's the concern we have.
The concern on my end isn't you going hot because I get that when Dale fires up.
Sure.
That happens too. It happens. And those callers.
I thought Fesco was going to get him for
the attack
Maine.
On Maine.
that might be enough.
But then we got him on and he was all nice and
He's
everything.
He's a nice guy. Yeah.
By the way, he picked on the website. Ryan, the producer of OMF, came in.
I've heard of him.
On the website, 610 in Kansas City.
Yeah.
Picks the Patriots to win.
Oh, he's one of these. He's like Fourier.
Wait a minute.
We've caught Fourier in these lies where he goes on TV and picks one team and then he comes back on the radio and picks another.
So he's just basically trolling his fans back home.
I guess. Yeah, he must be the Shaughnessy of...
But then there's a little audio of him kind of why that happened.
Uh-oh. He got caught in a lie.
Hey, Rob Bradford, this is for you. This is idiotic to have to do a pick of the game on the Monday before they play the game. But in the interest of keeping...
Hey, did that ever get posted?
Yes, of course it did.
How come I never saw it?
It is going to be part of a montage
is
that Bradfo is putting together. It's not up yet, but today is the last day for submission.
Hold on a second.
Why did we have to record it yesterday?
Monday.
Why did we have to record
it on Monday? And they're not going to post
Lucy,
it until Thursday.
You came to us and said you have to do this today.
She's like, I need a pick
so that we can make a montage on Wednesday.
And it's not even up yet. That's outrageous. Was he even sitting on those? There's a lot of editing.
I backed Lucy on this. Because, no, you can do that all day. I can go right through. I backed Lucy on this. I'm like, guys, just shut up. Do the video. Quit your bitching and just do it. And you both did. And now there's some other holdouts. So now I apologize.
Yeah, everybody feels like Dale does. Everybody didn't want to do it.
Everybody in here said, why are we doing this on Monday?
That's why it's taking so long. And the assignment was given to me with a sense of urgency.
Notice that.
So I wanted to get it all done Monday. Yeah,
Lucy's not even the one that's posting
Lucy,
it.
Lucy will ask and you'll go, all right, fine, okay.
That's outrageous. Now, my
other
question
is... Well, Lou didn't actually do that. Lou actually refused.
I did a video yesterday. Did that get posted?
That was sent to someone to post,
so the answer
and
is
I
no.
didn't see it.
Search every WEEI article right now.
So I was told to do a video yesterday.
And I was told I've got to do one today.
So I did one yesterday, but don't do it, Dale. They didn't even post it. It was a waste of time.
Dale, you actually want to do one, I think. You came in.
Mine didn't even get posted.
I was trying to be a company guy. That's it.
Rich was trying to be a company guy. I did a video. I needed to go. It took him 18 takes.
He had stuff to get done.
I had a bunch.
He was working on this video.
And then I went home and I was just refreshing the internet.
Where's my video?
They didn't even post it. What's
the
way
they're going to
use
it?
Why are we doing it then?
Because they're going to use them as part of articles. So like you might not see it like on Twitter, just you standing there chatting it up.
Why not? That would be a nice sell. I think people would get into that.
But if you go to weei.com and click on an article, it will likely be at the header of that article as a video.
What, one of the articles that I wrote?
No, they're using video now to enhance the articles. And Keith?
Dale? Am I on there then? Did I get
you,
on there?
You're probably on one of the articles discussing part of, you know, Kansas City versus the Patriots.
Yeah, they wanted me.
Good job, Keith. Attaboy.
They wouldn't even let me talk about what I wanted to talk about, though.
What did you want to talk about?
I want to talk about Adam Gaze's eyeballs.
That has also changed where you can talk about anything you want now.
They amended that?
I get the sense there hasn't been a lot of planning put into this whole thing.
I don't think so either. We're really flying by the seat of our pants.
Being on the other side of radio for a long time, it's usually just like, here's an idea. Here's what we're being forced to do. Now everyone go do it.
I'm trying to find my video.
Dale, you can talk about whatever you want. We can have a little brainstorm and a break.
Oh, look, Keith, I get to do whatever I want.
You want to talk about Adam Gates' eyes?
Because it doesn't matter because no one's ever going to see it. So I could just say one big long F-bomb.
Yeah, I don't think I'll.
No one will know.
I don't think I made the website. So how about this? The next one I do, I need to make sure that that one was posted first. Then I'll do as many as you want. But I just, I'm not doing it for nothing.
Huh. Okay.
Is that, is that outrageous?
No.
Nothing's outrageous. Like, I'm crazy this segment.
We put in a whole new backdrop and everything.
Bob calls in and is like, hey, guys, Chiefs, that game was never in doubt. Just like the Chargers, am I right? No. You're not right, and we're going to stop you on it. Then I asked one question about a video being posted, and I said, well, hey, as long as it's being used, we'll keep doing them. And Rossi goes, wow.
I didn't say anything. I looked right at you. Just do the damn video. That's the way I look at it.
For what? For, like, who's sitting on this video? Do another.
I bet you it's deleted. Up there. I'm going to find it.
Bradfo's just watching them at his house.
Yeah, right. He's just got them on a loop. Oh, look at all this
stuff.
He's
got them all over his walls.
Look what Keith did.
Because when you do a video, you can really freeze frame it whenever you want, and I probably look like a real bozo, more so than normal.
See, now, who's looking at who? You're just staring at us? Like, Keith, you look great. You sound great. You're doing a great job.
None of those things are true. I don't feel all that well. I have a stomachache again.
Oh, no. Nervous tension.
Well, it's AFC Championship
that
week,
tummy Dale. Is sad.
I got a stomachache. There's a big game on Sunday.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. It's Dale and Keith. Oh, Tommy Curran at 12:50.
Yes.
If he feels like showing up, and then we'll know then. Mm-hmm. Dale and Keith, Sports Radio, WEEI.
No need to check the time, as it's...
We have noon 30.
Noon 30.
It's noon 30.
It's going to be the Wild West at noon 30. Dale's already warmed up to noon 30.
No, I haven't.
You just said noon 30.
Well, that's what you called it for crying.
It's noon 30 with Dale and Keith.
Well, because it's noon 30, and just, you know, before we get right back to the calls, I think, you know, you owe us some sort of, you know, legitimate newsy kind of update here.
Good. I think it's important that we do this. There's two huge free agents in Major League Baseball. That would be Bryce Harper and Manny Machado. We all know that Mookie Betts is very interested to know how much money Bryce Harper is going to get. It's hot stove season. It's the baseball off season, which people love. People go nuts about. And so, Dale, I give to you the Bryce Harper, Manny Machado update. Nothing. Nothing there. Oh. Nothing yet. Nothing yet.
I feel duped.
I thought we might have something.
I feel duped. Well, I thought you were going to give us some hard news.
Pitchers and catchers report in a month, and yet, you know, the two best players that are on the free agent market are just kind of hanging out, waiting, which is also causing a logjam for everybody else. Craig Kimbrell, do we have a Craig Kimbrell update, actually? If we get to the Craig Kimbrell
news. We do, actually.
Okay.
Oh. See, I feel duped twice.
Nothing
now.
Better than the baseball offseason, Dale.
I can't
Nothing
trust either of you guys.
Better.
Now.
Well, that's the news.
I'm not sure I can trust Lucy. She made me record a video that still
Won't
hasn't been posted.
There is zero chance
I'm
you ever
like
see that
0 for
again.
3 in this room now.
I want to know how.
But it will be posted.
Oh, yeah, sure it will.
The best is going to be how this whole thing's going to work out. Is Monday, we were asked to make a prediction for Patriots-Chiefs. Dale said, that's a little early. A lot of people said, it's a little early. The video is still recorded on Monday, but it won't be posted until Friday when we actually would make our predictions anyway.
When we would have made a prediction.
That doesn't make any sense. It's the editing process. They want to make sure they get the lighting or everything. The filter has to be right.
Maybe you guys are just too good at what you do. That's what it is.
I mean, I wouldn't rule that out. You got to consider everything.
It's possible.
You got to consider everything.
You were asked to do something. Yeah. You did it. And you're the ones that have to pay at the end. Hmm? Mm-hmm.
We give. We never ask anything in
never.
Return.
I mean, never.
I don't know what more they could ask for.
This is it.
Bill's in Connecticut. Hey, Bill, how are you?
Hey, guys.
Hi.
How you doing today?
Good. Great. How are you?
Good. Hey, Dale, do you know CPR? Because I think Keith's going to have a heart attack.
There are times. There are times when I... Now, I'm not doing mouth-to-mouth, I'll tell you right
come on,
now.
You might have to.
I will pounce on his chest a couple of times if need be.
All right.
You're killing me.
Sorry.
Did one guy get the best of you like that?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if he got the... I don't know if he got the best of me, Bill. I wouldn't say that.
Okay. Anyway. Hey, I know it's going to be cold out there, okay, this weekend. But what do you think the over-under is going to be? You got two good quarterbacks there. What do you guys think the over-under is going to be?
Well, going to be or what it is right now?
I was going to say, it's actually gone down. If you're looking at the actual
Because they're looking
line,
at the forecast too, right?
Yeah, they must be. Because I think it opened up at 57 or even 57.5. And in some places it's down to 54.5.
Right.
You're already talking about a couple of points. It's gone down. I personally think there's going to be a lot of scoring. I do. I know it's going to be cold, but as long as it's not insanely windy or you get like this crazy amount of rain, which nobody is suggesting, or snow and all that, nobody's suggesting that. So I think it's going to be cold, sure, but I think there's still going to be a lot of these offenses are both too good.
I got a prediction. I think Mahomes going to throw more yardage than Brady, okay, but the Patriots are going to win anyway.
Yeah, you could be right. I mean, it could if it's a big Sony Michelle game again, like it was against the Chargers, that could be a recipe for a Patriots win.
So I can tell you that from a meteorological point of view.
Oh, please. All right, Mike Trout.
So there's it's called Winter Storm Harper. It seems that only the last few years where we've actually named these things.
Because hurricanes.
Like Sandy.
You
mean. Remember when we had, you know, Superstorm Sandy?
I do.
So Winter Storm Harper is going to go rip-roaring through Kansas City Friday night into Saturday.
I mean, Arctic blast, I heard.
And, well, first they're going to get some snow, like 4 to 8 inches of snow.
Okay.
And then temperatures are going to go down in the aftermath of Winter Storm Harper. The latest forecast that I saw over my shoulder here on the NFL Network said game time temperature of 8.
What's the feels like?
-1.
So that, I mean, we had Bob Fesco from Kansas City on.
He said it was going to be like 9. Well, no, the 15, high was going to be 19.
Okay.
But, you know, by the time you get to 540, it's not going to be 19.
True. Yeah, but it's going to be really
it's
cold.
It's going to be really cold, which you would think would affect the over-under number.
But do you really think they're going to score a lot less because it's cold? I feel like, I don't know.
Well, you think that it's
a little
harder to throw the ball around.
Yeah, I guess. But, I mean, those guys have the, they have, like, the hand warmers. They have the little, like, muff in front of them. I think they're going to be okay. And both of them, I mean, Brady's done it a bunch. Brady's played in a lot of cold games. Mahomes, not nearly as many. But last week, you know, they were still able to put 31 on the board. Patriots put 41 on the board.
By the way, I know
it wasn't 5 degrees, but it was in the 20s, and that's pretty cold.
I will tell you that Winter Storm Harper is going to hit New England on Sunday. Heavy snow expected. Interior northeast from parts of northern Pennsylvania and New York to western and northern New England.
Wait, this Sunday we're getting snow?
Yes, but not so much here on the coast.
Oh,
you go inland a little bit, they're supposed to get hammered.
We're going to be safe where
we are? We're going to be fine.
Okay. I was like, because I got to come in here for NFL Sunday, then I got to go back home before the game starts.
Well, you just stay here.
I could.
No, yeah, bring a sleeping bag.
I could. I could just take a snooze.
There are some offices in this building that have couches. I mean, I've seen them, but I don't know how to get into them.
Not our office.
No. There's barely room for us.
That's actually
still going to get down to Gillette on Monday, though, potentially.
Oh, yeah. Patriots Monday.
I'm all for that.
Yeah,
Dale's are going to do the show from there the next
week. Like, I'm going to do it anyway. If there's snow, I'll just do it there anyway.
I have from time to time during, you know,
couple
big
of those
major
yeah.
Storms where the Patriots have been nice enough to let me make the shorter commute to Foxborough as opposed to hiking in here.
Probably going to be off Monday regardless.
My guess is they're going to report, if they win, I'll put it this way, they'll report Monday because they'll get all that technical stuff out of the way for the Super Bowl.
Oh, maybe.
Every year when they've won a conference championship, Monday has been, let's get the technical stuff out of the way, the tickets, the you know, travel, the room stuff. They do that on Monday.
Right.
They'll have Tuesday off, and then they'll get back to work on Wednesday.
Will Brady and Belichick be on if they lose? I don't think so.
I don't know.
Remember, because what?
Last year, Belichick wasn't on after the Super Bowl.
But that was the Super Bowl, too.
But it was even the plan. I remember the AFC Championship. It was pending outcome. The emails.
Oh,
I
yeah,
had.
Right.
So it'll be interesting.
It's
I don't
a
know.
TBD.
And especially with it being that late of a game. Like, the game won't be over until, like, almost 10 o'clock.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it's going to be an early morning arrival at Gillette.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We'll see. 617-779-7937. Evan is in Connecticut. Hey, Evan.
Evan.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
How are you?
Good.
All right. I got a hot take.
Let's hear it.
About a guy. He's had some moderate success against the Patriots not too long ago. He's a first-round draft pick, catching national championship game-winning touchdowns. And I'm talking about Kelvin Benjamin. And I'll be disappointed in you guys
Rack
if you don't get that reference.
Oh, man.
What do you guys think? You think he could be a factor? I mean,
I really don't. I think he's a kind of a fat slob, to be honest. I don't think he's very good.
He's slimmed down.
Yeah, I think I think Sammy Watkins, as far as, you know, former first round picks, I think he's going to have a much bigger impact than Kelvin Benjamin.
And that's my point, is maybe they're thinking that. Maybe they're thinking Kelce, Hill,
Williams,
know,
Watkins. That's
Watkins,
a bunch
all
of guys.
These other guys, and all of a sudden, here comes Kelvin Benjamin. Catching a touchdown.
That would be a bad day if Kelvin Benjamin is the reason you're going home.
All right, well, I figure I'd throw it out there. I don't think you guys, you know, he feels at home when he hears that chop going. He gets that war chant.
Oh, is that right? That's true. That's true. Carries that over from college. He probably feels just right at home there. Are they allowed to do that still, by the way? Is everybody on board in Kansas City with the chop?
I don't think they do it anymore, do they?
I've heard it. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Are they still?
Yeah.
They don't give a damn. They don't care what you want.
Do you think he really thought Kelvin Benjamin was going to be a factor? Or he just wanted to go
for a hot sports take?
He just wanted to do this.
Ain't no stopping me. No.
It's Shelton Benjamin.
Right.
That's close enough.
He's very excited.
I don't know what I've never heard Kelvin Benjamin referenced that way. Like, I don't know if that's a Stephen A. thing or a guy Shannon.
I don't know what he was doing. Maybe he was doing another thing. I don't know where he's going. But no.
Disappointed another caller.
Kelvin Benjamin played in three games for the Chiefs this year.
Uh-huh.
He had two grabs for 26 yards.
He could be the key, huh?
He also, one of my favorite stories this year is when he was still on the Bills, and Josh Allen, before the game, goes up to Kelvin Benjamin and goes, hey, do you want to throw a few balls? And Kelvin Benjamin looked at his quarterback and said,
nah. I'm good.
Like, yeah, you guys definitely don't need any more help. You guys don't need a couple practice passes.
Do I have a catch here?
No, he's like, I'm as good as I'm going to be. This is it. He had like a really good rookie year too. And you're like, hey, he's going to be something. But you also remember when he and Cam Newton went at it right before a game once when he was on the other team. So something's up with that guy.
617-779-7937. Tom E. Curran, NBC Sports Boston, will join us. He's somehow going to try to make some sense of why the Patriots are like SpongeBob.
Oh, my God, is he?
Well, that's what I've been reading on Twitter. We'll ask him about it in just a few minutes. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
The dynasty continues as the Patriots defeat the Chargers and get ready to face the Chiefs. React and talk about it right now. Now back to Dale and Keefe on Sports Radio, WEEI.
It is time for our regular weekly visit. Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston. We saw him right there in the front row asking a question of Bill Belichick, beating him down with the might of your rhetoric. Good job, Tom.
Oh, thanks, Dale. We've been at it for years. It's nothing noteworthy as far as I'm concerned, but it is the American Football Conference Championship Week, so we do have a higher level of attention on it.
Do you think?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so explain to me then why, and I don't want to go too deep into the weeds on this, why are we on such a SpongeBob kick today on Twitter?
You know, somebody mentioned how James Harrison lauded Tom Brady, and I finally, for some reason, realized that Tom Brady is SpongeBob. He is the happiest employee. He gets so many Golden Spatula Awards. He's always there on time, ready to go, cheering people up. And if you can cheer up James Harrison, who I imagine had some Squidward tendencies to him, you are SpongeBob. And if you go right on down the line, I think that Patrick Starr would probably be Gronk, and or Larry the Lobster would be Gronk. I actually think that Belichick is Gary the Snail, SpongeBob's pet snail. But I think we've gone too far afield already.
I would love to play along, but outside of a couple of memes and GIFs, I have no idea what you're talking about. But I will.
Well,
there's a lot
of a certain age. My kids were of a certain age where I watched every episode of SpongeBob. So I'm a SpongeBob Bugs Bunny guy because Bugs Bunny
I love Bugs
when
Bunny.
I was little.
Yeah. That's good stuff.
So,
no, I hear you. No, and I'm you're speaking to a lot of the audience, I'm sure. I'm not even being sarcastic. I'm sure a lot of people love the analogy and they'll play with it all day long. You can do it on Twitter at Tom E. Curran. Tom, 3 months ago, these teams faced each other in the regular season. Week 6, there's certainly guys for the Patriots that didn't play who will play and vice versa, and then also for Kansas City. How much do you think you can take that Week 6 game as you prepare for this game coming up on Sunday?
I think you can take it in saying, okay, now we know exactly how far Patrick Mahomes can throw the ball that we didn't know previously. There was the play, the Kareem Hunt touchdown, where Mahomes rolled to his left early in the second half. Patriots had the game in control. I think it was 24-6 at the time. Mahomes rolled to his right, bubbled, as Jason McCourty termed it, and when a guy bubbles, meaning fades back during the roll, he's not going to be able to throw it as far. So McCourty stopped chasing Kareem Hunt, thinking a run might be coming, and he threw it right over his head. That you've learned. Devin McCourty realized in trail position on the 22-yard touchdown pass to Hill that you're meat if you allow yourself to get into trail position, because you're not going to catch up to him when the ball's in the air the way you can with so many other guys. So you have the physical stuff. Then you also have tendencies to base things on. What I think is interesting that's different is I thought when I looked at the numbers that the Kareem Hunt drop off to Damian Williams would be significant, especially in the passing game. It's not. They still throw it to him. I just don't think they throw it as deeply to him.
Hmm. When we looked at Tom Brady throughout the course of the second half of the regular season, it was clear to many of us that he was not at 100% physically, even though publicly he would deny that. What the guy I saw play Sunday against the Chargers looked as close to a physically 100% Tom Brady as we've seen in a long time.
Didn't you see that somewhat against the New York Jets in the finale, though?
It was better, but I thought Sunday was better even more after the bye week. I think he was almost 100%.
I agree. But coming out of the Jets game, there was that sequence where he overthrew Hogan, then stood in and took a hit while throwing to Hogan. And then on the next play, he rolled right and threw the touchdown pass on the dead run, pretty much, to Philip Dorsett. I said, that's all I need to see. We can now officially stop talking about an MCL that healed weeks ago and move on. I think he's more willing to stand in, which is really a byproduct of Tom Brady management, of his personal brand and corporation. There's times during that Pittsburgh game, you know, I talked to him about that after that game, about falling away. He said, look, I wasn't going to end the game with the ball in my hand, meaning wasn't going to take a sack. So, you know, the week before, he had ended the half with the ball in his hand. He just wasn't going to repeat that. So I think a lot changes as the season goes along, and the guys around him are healthier too, I think, Dale. Not to say you're wrong on the Tom stuff, but I think that the guys around him are healthier too, and that had a huge, huge impact on Sunday.
I mean, Edelman, I think, definitely had his best game of the year. Do you think Kansas City, like the Chargers really didn't make adjustments, and when they did, it was certainly far too late. But can a team watch a tape one week and see whatever it was, 30-something passes thrown just to James White and Julian Edelman, and then not be overly prepared for that? Like, wouldn't that be right now the main two things that you would take away from the Patriots?
I personally, no. I would, if I'm Bob Sutton, I would take whatever the Patriots tried to do to me and go to school on it, because what the Patriots did to the Chargers was what they did to the Falcons, was what they did to Seattle. So it was scheme-based as opposed to team-based. Whatever it is Bob Sutton tries to do generally, and he was the Jets' defensive coordinator, linebackers coach throughout the Rex Ryan era. So he's got familiarity. I just don't think he has the horses that he had, especially early on with the Jets. So they're screwed.
I mean, that's what it comes down to, right? I mean, their defense is just not good enough. But you say they're screwed. They're also at home, and the Patriots have been a bad road team.
They have. And we can go back to AFC Championship games and say, well, they've also been bad on the road in AFC Championship games.
Right.
I think the running game is much better right now. They've also been bad on the road if we single out those games. Why did they suck against the Steelers? It was the last week of Josh Gordon. He was mentally starting to check out a little bit. They had 15 penalties. And they played poorly. They tried to establish a running game, and penalties kept backing them out of it. Why did they lose the game in Miami? Stupidity. Outright, utter stupidity. The other games, Tennessee, personnel-related, I think, and also got caught with their pants down scheme-wise. And then they just were a crap team against Jacksonville and Detroit at that juncture of the season. I think this is different now because the health is better. They've settled on a secondary rotation that they like. The health is better. They have a better understanding of how they can run the ball. Their health is better.
What about the health? I've heard you mention this health thing. What about
everything, man?
What about Gronk?
Everything.
Is Gronk a lot healthier?
When you watch him in the running game the other day, and he's pitter-pattering, and you know, before he makes the first block, and then you know, foot fires, and then gets to the next block, he's just a different player than he had been. You know, even in the Kansas City game,
right?
You know, when he had those three long, he didn't get the ball until the end of the game, and that's why he's on the field at the end of the game saying to Brady, thanks for trusting me.
Yeah.
That's when Brady's like, yeah, of course, forever, man.
Right.
Weather, obviously, is one of the big storylines for most of us here. The latest forecast that we saw on NFL Network a few minutes ago said game time temperature of 8 feels like -1. Patrick Mahomes, reportedly the coldest game he's ever played in was last Sunday. This will be worse. Brady has obviously played in some cold games. Is there any advantage in that regard just because Patrick Mahomes has never faced this before?
I think the advantage becomes, who can run the ball more effectively, who has, you know, a better meat and potatoes type of offense. And I think the Patriots have shown that they can game than Kansas City, which is more downfield. So I think, as opposed to it being quarterback v. quarterback and who's got the advantage, I think it's style versus style. Now, maybe Mahomes is able to get guys on skates and buy even more time for himself with his scrambling. But I also think it's hard to throw downfield regularly in that kind of weather while it's easier to throw short. And, I mean, like you said, that was the coldest that Mahomes has played in last week. Brady probably has 15 to 20 of these games over the course of his career, regular season and postseason, where you'd say, I don't want to go outside to even check the mailbox.
Which team, I mean, obviously we just saw the Patriots destroy the Chargers, so maybe it's a little hard to answer this, but which team going into the game did you think was a tougher matchup for them, the Chargers or the Chiefs?
I would think the Chiefs. Just because they played so well against Indianapolis the day before.
Yeah.
Seemed to rectify some things, did very well on third down. But again, you go to that Chiefs-Colts game and say, wow, they were great on third down. They were great against the running game with Marlon Mack. The way that Andrew Luck played, and I tweeted this at the end of that game, if Brady put together a performance like that, a physical performance like Andrew Luck did, couldn't get the ball to the hash marks, never mind the sidelines, he would have been, people would have demanded his retirement before Monday. So they played poorly, the Colts did. The magic dust wore off. They couldn't run the ball. I'm curious to see if Dee Ford and Justin Houston can come screaming off the edge and be factors in the running game the way they were against Indianapolis, because they had no worries about any, like, jet motion, missile motion, whatever you call it. But if you start doing that, then those guys have to stay home, and they can't be factors in the running game.
The Patriots are playing the disrespect card as well as anybody since Rodney Harrison left here. are they believing some of the stuff that they're saying, do you think, within the walls of the locker room?
1,000%. I mean, I would generally, I think, Dale, be considered a Patriot-friendly in the media. And I've been writing for 18 months about bills are coming due, everybody's grabbing their coats, you know, Gronk might retire, he looked like an old dog, not really wanting to chase the ball coming off the couch. Asking Tom Brady in the locker room about why he was falling away from throws. And I'm a guy who tries to, you know, at least be circumspect when questioning these guys. So, yes, I think they are entirely entitled to after an 11-5 season when they had no run defense to speak of and got their asses kicked on the road to say, told you we were still pretty good. Don't you agree? Do you think it's oversold that they're playing that disrespect card?
No, well,
yeah, Tom Brady saying everybody says we suck.
But that's
show
not
me,
true.
Show me somebody who does.
Yeah, that's not true.
Who says that.
I say go for it.
Competitors.
Use whatever you want, but it's not true, though.
Five clicks down the dial.
No, but they were Vegas favorites, and every caller we talked to picked them. Most media members picked them. They didn't all pick them to cover the spread, but a lot of media members picked them to win.
I mean, them 20-17. Half the time I picked them, so I don't have to listen to the bull crap the week after when they win.
Yeah, just beat you down. Well, even the people that are further away from it, like radio hosts and people that are just on TV and don't go down to Foxborough, I think a lot of people picked them to win because they were at home. Now, this week, I think there's going to be a lot more people picking the Chiefs. So if they want to do a walk-off interview and say, yeah, nobody thought we were going to do this, fine. But I love it. Like, use whatever you want to motivate you. But factually, it's incorrect to say that people think we suck.
No, it's not. But yeah, it is. If people think we suck, I think he can refer to that relative to how they've been. When 90%, and that's probably not even hyperbole, when 90% of the conversation centered around the Patriots through the 2018 season has been, what's wrong with the Patriots? Can they fix it? I think that it's okay for the perception within the team to be, people think we suck.
Well, they still haven't proved that they don't suck on the road. So if people say that, are they allowed to say it? But they haven't done anything yet. That's what I'm saying. If they win this Sunday, I think it makes more sense than, you know, a walk-off win at home where you're a crazy record in the divisional round, especially at home and all of that. I think people weren't surprised that they won, and that's what it sort of comes across as.
Well, I think they were surprised at the way. I don't think anybody wasn't, but that's we all understand that.
You're right. Nobody thought the game was going to be over at halftime. I'm with you on that. But the team who was moving on, I think a lot of people saw that coming.
Yeah, they are going to go into a situation where they could rightly be. You know, it's a surprise. They're 1-4 on grass this year, and I know that that's part of being on the road. But I think the grass is part of the issue too. They have lost repeatedly at Kansas City. So I think that all of those things are fair, but I just think that one thing that needs to be underlined, circled, and highlighted is that the teams that lost in 06, 13, and 15 were unbelievably diminished by injury to the point where, whether it's Eric Alexander in 06 chasing Dallas Clark fruitlessly, whether it's Logan Mankins and Brian Stork getting overwhelmed in 2013, whether it's
that was the Mulligan Slater game too, right? Yeah.
Or it's 2015 with Steven Jackson lining up
right
at tailback when you are going against the best defense in Denver. It's not going to look that way on Sunday, or it should not, because there are no injuries. And plus, you lost Tlaib. There are no injuries right now that you can say, "Wow, they're really screwed because of that."
So, do you already have your hotel room for Atlanta?
Yeah, but we go either way because NBC Sports Boston gives you wall-to-wall coverage of the National Football League anyway.
All right, thank you.
Well done, Tom.
But it sounds like you think you're going to be covering the Patriots in that game.
I think it's good. I think the Patriots will win. I do think the Patriots will win.
You just don't want to hear about it on Monday.
that was San Diego. That was the Chargers game.
Okay.
That was 20-17 Patriots. Boy, could go either way. And then if somebody bothered me at Dunkin' Donuts, I'd say, I don't like it.
Tom, we appreciate the time as always. We'll talk to you again next week.
Take care, boys.
See ya.
Thank you.
Tom E. Curran, NBC Sports Boston, thinking the Patriots are going to win this weekend.
He definitely, the way he was answering all the questions, it definitely sounded like he was leading Patriots, but then you ask him to pick the game and I think he still picked him at the end, but didn't he kind of hesitate a little bit? Like, he named all these things. He's like, oh, the
he didn't want to give a pick. It's Wednesday, for God's sakes. Why would you be making a pick on Wednesday?
You make them on Monday. Everybody knows that.
Everybody does. So, you can't get it in on Monday, it doesn't count.
For the picks, is what you're talking about. But so he was saying that, like, the Chiefs are going to be screwed. But then when you're like, all right, who wins? He's like, well, it's going to be, competitive. Like, I don't know. There's a lot of stats. That 1-4 on grass, add that to the list of...
See, now your tummy's feeling even sadder.
Oh, I feel real sick.
It's not
real
good at
sick
all
my stomach
right now. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. Your calls the rest of the way. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!